Hi everyone, an bhfuil tú chuma. That's Irish for how are you? Today, I want to tell you about Ireland, because tomorrow is an Irish holiday called St. Patrick's Day. It's a special day for me because my mom is from Ireland and I am half Irish. So, it's a day I get to celebrate my culture. The holiday is named after St. Patrick, the saint of Ireland. He was a missionary in Ireland, and there is a legend that there are no snakes in Ireland because of him. In the past, this holiday was very religious. Shops, restaurants, and buildings closed for the day, but that is changing. Now, it's a very festive occasion, a chance to have a big party and celebrate Irish culture. Millions of people in Ireland and around the world celebrate with the color green. In the United States, if you do not wear green on St. Patrick's Day, little kids might pinch you. Also in the United States, cities like Chicago dye their river green. Many people eat Irish food like bacon and cabbage and drink the Irish beer Guinness. There are also parades with Irish dancers and music. The parade in Dublin takes 5 days, but the one in New York is the largest, with 2 million people. I think Irish music is very beautiful. Old songs used bagpipes, whistles, and drums, although today, many Irish songs use new instruments such as the fiddle and guitar. People sometimes play music at their table in a local restaurant called a pub. You might even see someone playing the spoons. Some songs are sung in Irish, but most people in Ireland speak English. In fact, many important authors have come from Ireland, including 4 Nobel Prize winners: James Joyce, Bram Stoker, Jonathan Swift, and Oscar Wilde. If you ever have the chance to visit Ireland, I think you will see it is a very beautiful and friendly place. That's all for this time. I hope you have a great spring vacation. Happy St. Patrick's Day, everyone.